now the Sabres with a potential 2-on-1 with the speed of McLeod to the net. Scores! Ryan McLeod turned on the Rockets, drove to the net, and it's 2-0 Sabres.
Hopefully we hear this goal song today. It's Dan Dunleavy on the call there from McLeod's goal against the Stars, right? That was the Stars' goal because McLeod has had much more goals than we expected this year. I mean, I thought, you know, hey, he's a good piece coming in on the third line. He'll be a good scrappy forward up there. But no, he's been really good so far.
I think the Savoy trade has so far really paid off. I'm not going to say it has paid off, but you look better about it. Obviously, people are going to be like, well, why would you trade your number one prospect in Matthew Savoy? Well, I think the
I don't think he was number one at that point anymore.
Right. I think the issue was is that there was an unknown with how he was. And with McLeod, you have a guy who's fast and has already kind of made himself a name in the league.
Right. And Savoy so far.
Best smile on the team.
Savoy so far, for those wondering, has been playing in the AHL with the Bakersfield Condors, the Edmonton affiliate. 3 points, 5 games played, 1 goal, 2 assists, and 4 penalty, or no penalty minutes, 4 plus minus. So, all right, well, he's off to an okay start in the AHL. But again, you're getting production at the NHL level, which is what you weren't getting with a guy like Matthew Savoy. And that's nothing against Savoy. He didn't really have a shot at the NHL with the Sabres. He played 1 game, but part of that was in due to, you know, injuries and such and things like that. He played with the Amerks last season in Rochester, 6 games, 5 points. He also played in the WHL last year, winning the WHL's trophy with the Moose Jaw Warriors. 23 games played, 47 points in 23 games, which, again, looking at that at a pure numbers statistic, that's really good turnover. But again, that's the WHL. You need him to show that in the AHL, which so far with Bakersfield, he's getting there, but it's not there yet. And again, that's why they go out and get Ryan McLeod and get someone that can help at the NHL level right now, which I've loved his game so far. He's been one of my favorite Sabres this season. And, you know, Zach Jones and I joked about it earlier this week in the Extra Point show that why don't we just buy his jersey? Let's just do it. But no, because then the jersey curse and all that good stuff. So we'll not be doing that, but I really, really want to. And you know, if I can ever break my jersey curse, I will. But I'm feeling amped up for the game today. I'm feeling evil as the Sabres just posted their Goathead hype video for this season. That song that Evan played coming back here, Song 2 by Blur. If the Sabres score today, which I hope they do, that will be the goal song played this year. They're going to have two. So whenever the Sabres wear the Goathead, that song will play. Whenever they wear their regular blue and gold, you'll hear Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue. And I'm just hoping we hear a lot of Song 2 today because it just takes me back to the early 2000s when that was the goal song for the original Goathead run.
And the fans will just go, like, when the like they'll pause, they'll go, woohoo!
Yeah, I'm hoping like for that. I love it when teams do that, and I hope the fans there embrace that today. I think they will. If you have fans there that are, you know, a little older, can remember when that was the thing, I think that'll go off really nicely. But yeah, I mean, just seeing these Goathead jerseys back on the ice, seeing them, the Sabres posting the locker room pictures of the jerseys hung up. I have my Goathead hoodie on today. I'm just feeling it. I feel really good about today's game. But like I said before, they need to go out there and get control of this game early. Detroit's a game that can slow you down, make it boring, play their way, and win the game. I mean, the other night they played the New York Islanders, again, one of those most boring teams in hockey, which, if you can't tell, I hate the Islanders. I hate the way they play. They play like it's the 1980s and 1990s, and it's the worst time for, well, 1990s more so than the 80s. The 80s, you had Gretzky scoring 500 goals a game, felt like. But that 90s style of hockey where it's the trap and the Devils winning the cup and all that stuff, just by scoring one goal a game and shutting it down. That's exactly what the Islanders did against, or what the Red Wings did against the Islanders on Tuesday this past week. They beat the Islanders 1-0 in what I could only assume was the most boring game of hockey ever. I hate games like that unless you have high shots. And looking at this box score right now, the Islanders had 30 shots, which Okay, if you're an Islanders fan, that's great. You're seeing your team get a lot of chances, but it sure got frustrating after a while. The Red Wings, however, had 11 shots and one goal. That's, again, not sustainable. You can't win hockey games like that for an entire season. It doesn't work. So if the Red Wings come out today and try to shoot 11 times or 19 times and think they're going to win, I don't think that's a very good recipe for success. I don't think it is. I want to say it's not, but the problem is the Sabres or the Red Wings can and have won games like that. It's mind-boggling to me. I mean, I don't understand how you can go out and do that. Granted, you've seen games on their schedule where it's the three losses they have, 6-3 to the Penguins, 4-1 to the Rangers, and then also 5-2 to the Rangers. So you see very clearly that there are nights it doesn't work against the better teams. They haven't really, it's also hard to tell so far who the good teams and the bad teams are. There's some that are clear, like the Rangers are good. The Penguins, though, you can argue that they're kind of that up and down sort of team. The other teams the Red Wings have beat so far this year, the Predators twice, the Islanders, and the Devils. So those teams are the ones where you're kind of wondering. I mean, the Predators haven't won a single game this year. Well, at least they hadn't last I checked. They won two, their last two. They're 2-5 now. They started out 0-5 as one of the worst teams in hockey. So that's starting to turn around, but clearly one of the not as good teams in the NHL. The Islanders, however, 3-2-2. So one of those middling teams. Again, the Red Wings are an interesting team so far this year. They have basically the same roster as last year. Didn't have much turnover, didn't lose too much in free agency that I can remember. Still have Lucas Raymond, obviously, Dylan Larkin, their longtime captain, Alex DeBrincat. Still have Patrick Kane, brought him back. Added Vladimir Tarasenko. Hasn't done too much so far. Is that not fair to say? I mean, again, when you look at how many goals they've scored this season, 3 against Pittsburgh and a loss, 3 against Nashville and a win, 3 total in 2 games against the Rangers, both losses. So there's 6 goals right there through 4 games. 15. So 15 goals in 8 games for the Red Wings, 25 goals in 8 games for the Sabres. Again, it's something that I don't think is sustainable for a team like the Red Wings. I don't think they can keep that up. But if the Sabres can get their power play going, they can really get on top of the Red Wings early today. That's something we will talk to Pat Malacaro about next, as he's down at KeyBank Center getting ready for pregame. We're going to take another quick timeout and then be back with Pat and then get you off to Sabres pregame, the Steve Foley Law pregame show for Sabres Red Wings today at 1 o'clock, the first Goathead game of the year. You're listening to Sports Talk Saturday. I'm Josh Schmidt, and we will be right back.